The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Eddie, we've spoken before about the time when you sat with Kel at his home in Sheffield and said, what's the plan, what's the dream? His dad was, well, we'll have Floyd Mayweather. You said, we'll come to that later. Yeah. But the two top things on his hit list were, let's win the World Championship and let's defend it at Bramall Lane.
Yeah.
He's got the World Championship and now the second part of the dream comes true.
Absolutely, and, you know, what a fight to do it in. In a sport where generally the best don't fight the best, well, they do here in this division, and you know, that's no disrespect to Keith Thurman. I think he's an outstanding fighter, but I just think these are the two best welterweights in world boxing right now, and I can't wait. Spence full of confidence, his team full of confidence as well, Brooke full of confidence, and of course 27,000 here will be jumping through hoops to see him win. The atmosphere is going to be absolutely off the chain, and you know, I can't wait for May the 27th.
We've had a very lively news conference. You've already made the match between the two protagonists. Yeah. There could be another one between the trainers.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've seen quite a lot on social media going backwards and forwards between Kel and Errol Spence. So I thought we might get a little bit of that. And it was just, but they're not those kind of characters. They just need to be sparked. And as soon as the spark was lit, Errol went, and then Kel picked up his belt, and I was like, well, keep going, lads. This is great, you know. So no, it's good, but there's a lot on the line. There's Kel Brook's world title. You know, there's his, not his career, but his career in perhaps, you know, these mega fights. And Errol Spence, they've built him up for a number of years, all the hype, and now the pressure's on him to see if it's real. I think they're both real. I think they're both incredible fighters.
We talk about the welterweight division as the box office division. If you look at the top 10, everyone's a big name, everyone's box office. What's your assessment of where Errol Spence is in that mix?
Errol Spence is a huge name in boxing. To the casual fan, most people know about him, but not a great deal about him. Go away, watch his fights. He's one of the best fighters in world boxing. And this is one of the best fights in world boxing, unquestionably. And you know, I think it's a tough fight for Kel Brook. I think it's a very tough fight for Errol Spence. And, you know, I think the bookies can hardly separate them right now.
Just give us an overview of the conversations that took place between yourself and Kel when you were making the assessment. Do we go up to light middleweight? Do we come back to welterweight? Who's in and amongst the mix?
Well, I know, you know, the money is in the welterweight division. Simple as that. So you really want to stay there. When you move up to 160 to drop back down to 147, you know, it's tough, but he can do it, and he can do it safely, but he needs to be locked away, which he is out in Spain. You know, and I tell you, a little press conference like that just puts a little bit more fire in your belly. You know, when you feel like just nip into the larder just to see if there's any biscuits in there, you know, it just makes you think, no, this man's not beating me, so I have to do everything. And he needed that today because he's come back 4 weeks in Fuerteventura. He looks great. His weight is very low, in comparison to where he normally is at. So, you know, it's I'm so excited about the fight.
In the last fight, beforehand, you said, this fight is for all the marbles. Mm. And in a different way, this is for all the marbles
it
as
is,
well.
Yeah.
Because in a way, you know, all the big fights are still out there for him if people are prepared to get in the ring with Kel.
If he beats Errol Spence, which I believe he will, he becomes, in my opinion, the man in the 147-pound division. Because he's boxed Golovkin, he's beat Sean Porterway, beat the man that everybody says is the, you know, the biggest thing in world boxing coming through. So, yeah, there's one belt on the line, but he's fighting really to catapult himself into the huge, huge fights in the 147-pound division. Unifications with Thurman, you know, Pacquiao, all those fights. Even our friend Amir Khan, he won't come out to play if we beat Errol Spence.
Well, I've got to ask you about the obligatory standard 3 minutes 40 in Amir Khan question, because once in a while it comes around, it looks like negotiations start. He's under new management now with Asif Ali. I know you've got a good relationship with Asif and Amir as well, you know, and the camp, but to his business. Are we just going to end up talking about that fight in the same way that a few years ago it was always Ricky Hatton and Junior Whittaker and it never happened? Is it just a smokescreen?
You know, the last person, the last people that Amir Khan wants to fight is Kell Brook and Errol Spence, because they're just too dangerous and they haven't yet got the name value that he's not concerned about losing to, if that makes sense. So Canelo, Pacquiao, not a problem. Go in there, make a load of money, lose to him, come back, fight Kell Brook. Lose to Kell Brook, Errol Spence, where do you go from there? And that's his concern. He doesn't want that to be his last payday. I'm not saying he doesn't believe he can beat them, and he could beat them. They're 50-50 fights. But he knows that a loss to one of these guys is potentially the end of his mega fights. And that is why this fight is so unusual to see. Because when you're building a guy like Errol Spence, you don't really want to be jumping in with Kell Brook. And when you're at the level of Kell Brook, you don't really want to be jumping in with an Errol Spence. But they've both decided to do it, which is great for the sport of boxing.
So what can a win for Errol Spence against Errol Spence do, which you've touched on briefly, and how important is it that it takes place in front of 27,000 people?
He must win if he wants those mega fights, simple as that. And he could have swerved this fight and still manoeuvred to the mega fights, but he's not really about that. He's like, no, but if I swerve Errol Spence, I've ducked Errol Spence. I've ducked my mandatory challenger, so it's not what I'm about. So the fight is on, and we can't wait.
And we know it makes financial sense, the stadium fights, if it all stacks up. But you like him, don't you? You get a bit of a buzz when there's a stadium fight.
It doesn't always. You know, you've got this fight could have been held in the O2, and we potentially could have made more money. But Kell wanted it here. He feels like he's got an edge here. I feel like we're making history here. It's more of an event here. He boxed Golovkin at the O2. He boxed Frankie Gavin at the O2. Let's do something different. Let's do something that people remember for the rest of their lives, and that is a big world championship fight night at Bramall Lane.
Finally, Eddie, I don't want to worry you too much, but we've got Kell Brook, we've got Ricky Burns, we've got Anthony Krell, and we've got AJ.
Yeah.
You look at the opponents on that. You know, if you were sitting down and planning, how can I give myself 4 or 5, headache nights?
No, Krell, you got a lot of 50-50 fights there. AJ's a 50-50 fight, in my opinion. Burns is a 50-50 fight. Kroller's a 50-50 fight, or, you know, Linares is the favourite. And Brook Spence is a 50-50 fight. You've got 4 coin tosses. You can't win every one of them. But let me tell you, Tony Bellew wasn't a coin toss, and we won that one. So we're all right at the minute. But what do you want? You know, sometimes people tweet me and say, yeah, well, when AJ loses and Kroller loses and Burns loses and Brook loses, you're fucked. It's like, well, what do you want? Do you want me to put them in fights they can't lose? No, you want them to be in 50-50 fights. And when you're making those fights, anything's possible. Let's hope we get 4 wins.
Finally, I probably said finally early, but finally, what we're looking forward to then on the 27th of May?
You're going to be looking forward to one of the best fights in world boxing, a big undercard as well. You know, there will be other world championship boxing on this card, and also there'll be a lot of Yorkshire fighters as well in big fights, because everybody wants to get on it. Everyone wants to be a part of history. Cheers.
Brilliant.
The Jeff Wyler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Wyler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your 2 free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.